Welcome to the Fulham on the Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:25 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is December 20th, and again, it's been another interesting day, particularly in view of the fact that the Nasdaq did rather well today. It was up in excess of 1%, and it led on the upside by companies such as Oracle, eBay, Infosys, and Research in Motion. And a couple of those were leaders on the upside throughout the move from the mid-August lows, and they've all bounced well. And of course, the wider index had closed well off its lows yesterday, found support at the November lows, and rallied well in here today. The S&P and the Dow, they were both up. The Dow Jones only up 38, which is about 0.3%, and the S&P up 0.5%. But they're both starting to steady up a little bit here above those November lows. Now, certainly nothing of a dynamic fashion in those particular indices, and they really would need to start pushing upwards from this little steadying area to tell us that they've really found support above the November lows. But that's really quite positive news on the Nasdaq. Across Asia, it was a pretty mixed picture. The Australian index was down marginally, Hang Seng was relatively unchanged, and we had a good day in China, where we continue to see this index holding above that 5,000 level, and it's really rather orderly at the moment. And that, of course, is against a background where interest rates had risen, and I think they're the highest they've been in quite a long time, in excess of 7% now in China. So that is a headwind, certainly, for equity markets. And whereas 6 months ago that certainly wasn't a consideration, it is a consideration now because inflation has come much more to the fore in China. But the stock market is performing reasonably well against this background, and given the fact that generally markets come down an awful lot faster than they rise, and this market has been relatively orderly in its decline. And not, yes, it this is a larger decline than we've seen for any of the reactions we've seen throughout this year, and of course it's from a higher level, which probably indicates that we're going to see some further ranging activity in the Shanghai A shares. And I think it's unlikely we're going to see an acceleration on the downside, particularly in the view in respect of the fact that it is actually finding support at this 5,000 level and has rallied well in here today. But of course, it does need to push significantly further up from here to tell us that it's going to make an assault on those highs, or indeed break upwards and move on to new high ground. There's no evidence of that just yet. I think the likelihood is that we're going to see further ranging in China. And across Asia, the second section in Japan broke down to a new low today, or perhaps over the last couple of days would be more accurate. And that's not a particularly bullish outcome there, and Japan still looks like it's under pressure. Although I thought it was interesting last week that when you had the concerted effort of central banks in Europe and the US to inject liquidity, the Bank of Japan stayed away from doing that, which I thought was perhaps a signal that Japanese banks are not in quite as much trouble as some of the banks in this part of the world or in the USA. But they remain under pressure, and the Japanese indices generally need to perform significantly better than they have been to really attract investors back to Japan. The other rather interesting market today was in precious metals. Silver was up 12. Now, that was a good rally behind what had been a rather weak open and some lower trading earlier on in the day. And gold traded around quite considerably today. It spent a good part of the early part of the session lower and rallied well back above $800, but closed down a bit in here. And towards the end of the session, I think it was nervousness about the dollar's strength was probably weighing on the gold market. And platinum, which has had really quite a spectacular breakout over the last couple of days, hit some selling pressure early on today and sold off by about $10 or $15, but closed well off the lows. And it does look like we're seeing a little consolidation now above 1500, and that's a really very healthy signal. This has so far maintained the upward break, and showing no signs that it's about to break down from that. So that's really quite positive action in platinum. Personally, I'm not tempted to trade in platinum, I suppose for a number of reasons. The spreads are very wide, and personally, I've actually never made money trading in platinum because I've always been tempted to buy it when it's broken upwards. And generally, this is best bought following corrections, as is, well, the same can be said for any of the precious metals. So I won't be participating in platinum, although I do believe it has further to run on the upside. I did buy sugar here today because it's broken above that $11 level on the US traded contract and above 300 on the London traded contract, and it's breaking upwards from a base. It's broken the progression of lower highs, and it's broken that downtrend that's existed for much of the last couple of years. So looking much more positive in here, and the soft commodity sector generally is really quite steady. Soybeans, corn, and wheat were relatively steady in here today, although wheat was down marginally, the other two being up a little bit. And getting back to that dollar, the euro down to 143.23, the pound still, well, actually was considerably weaker here today. It's down to 198 now, having fallen through that $2 level yesterday. And markets are pricing in further rate cuts in the UK and the tightening of that interest rate differential between the UK and the USA, and not seeing an awful lot of value right now in the pound, particularly with the weaker economic news that's coming out of the UK right now. So certainly we're getting concerted weakness really in sterling, and it needs an upward dynamic and really to push back above that $2 level to offset scope for some further weakness. Looking broadly at the dollar index, there's no evidence that this dollar rally has peaked in the short term. Over the medium term, though, it would be highly unusual for the dollar index to bottom out in just one go. And when you look at that longer term chart I posted today, the rally we've had is really quite insignificant in the given the background of the kind of decline that it's actually posted. While it certainly has further room to go on the upside, I think it would be unlikely that we don't get a retest of the lows or perhaps even lower lows further on next year. But for the moment, at least in the short term, the dollar's rally is certainly intact, and it would need a downward dynamic. And I think there's a good chance that this dollar rally will end with a downward dynamic against it. But as I said, no evidence of that just yet. Treasury markets closed off their highs yesterday, but recouped a lot of that loss in here today. They're at 116 almost and a half, and pushing up gradually in here once more. They've recouped about half of their loss and pushing back up towards that 120 level on the 30-year. And that's, well, that's certainly not putting pressure on stock markets. And we are continuing to see a little bit of a flight to quality. But of course, the massive injection of liquidity, I suppose, we could say that it's starting to gain a little bit of traction in here right now, because it has taken a couple of days. But when you look at those spreads between the treasuries and LIBOR, the short treasury yields and LIBOR, you'll see that they have peaked and are starting to pull back a little bit further in here. That's happened over the last couple of days, and it's a good signal that this liquidity that central banks have acted to pump into the market and make money available to the banking sector is gaining traction, and we're getting a little bit of confidence returning. But it really will take upward dynamics for the vast majority of stock markets to indicate that they have reached lows of at least short to medium term significance, and we haven't had them just yet, with the Nasdaq excepted. Obviously, lower interest rates and lower borrowing costs would be a bonus to technology shares, and that is well, that is being reflected, I suppose, in the those outsized profits that we've seen in Oracle. Of course, they're also benefiting from the weaker dollar over the last quarter, not as so much in the last couple of weeks. And the other market that I forgot to mention last night, of course, is the oil market. It's been pretty steady over the last couple of days, up one day, down the next, but holding above $90. It's above $91 today, relatively unchanged. And we're seeing a consolidation here. I think that that market is certainly dominated by that upward dynamic that we saw, what is it, about a week to 10 days ago now. And that is really a quite a positive factor. You had that little consolidation below $90, and now it's consolidating above $90. And I think it's quite likely we're going to see further ranging in the oil markets for at least the next couple of weeks and over the holidays. It's quite difficult to comment on these markets right now because there's not a great deal happening in stock markets because the holidays are coming up and we are seeing people markets sort of winding down into the holiday season. But soft commodities are certainly an area where there's action in. And you had that sugar move today, and the grains are doing very well. Cocoa is also looking well, as is orange juice. And those are certainly the relative leaders within the sectors, within any sector right now. And looking into the first quarter at least of 2008, we can probably expect outperformance from that area. And with that thought, I will leave you for the evening, but thank you very much for your time.